Game on!
Yeah, game on!
Blue Jackets fans, your time is now.
That's an attention getter.
This is CBJ in 30, presented by Tel-Hio Credit Union. Find out more and open an account online at telhio.org.
Do it. Do it.
Now, here's your host. He may not be the biggest.
For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
But he's certainly the best.
I know he's got balls of steel, that guy.
Bob McGilligan.
Welcome to a game day edition of CBJ in 30, presented by Tel-Hio Credit Union. I'm Bob McElligott. The Blue Jackets, after having a couple of days off, are right back at it tonight as they take on the Calgary Flames here at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome in Calgary, Alberta. It's the second and final meeting of the year, and the Blue Jackets last saw the Flames in December in a game where Calgary put 9 goals on the board. They beat the Blue Jackets 9-6. Blue Jackets were chasing the game and got it as close as 8-6 before they gave up an empty netter. But that is a thing of the past. And a lot of people have been asking those questions, media people, yesterday, today, going back to that game in December. Look, there is no reason to connect that game with this game tonight. None whatsoever. And the reason that I say that is because it was a different time. It was a different place. It was a different circumstance. That is December. Games can get away from you. Early part of the year, you know, the goaltending overall throughout the league didn't settle down until about the new year. So you have that aspect of it, but now it's a playoff race. The Blue Jackets are desperate for points. The Blue Jackets are playing a much better defensive system than they were back then. And yes, they got away from that defensive system at times here in the last couple of weeks, but it's coming back to them now. So that's going to be a factor. The goaltenders themselves are going to be a factor, but you don't get the same kind of games in March that you get in December. So for all those people that want to tie this game to that game, forget about it. It doesn't even make sense. Two different situations, two different circumstances. And you've got the Calgary Flames, who have clinched a playoff spot. They know they're going to be in, and they are the best team in the West right now, and they have been throughout much of the season. But they are still jockeying for position because they are trying to hold off the San Jose Sharks, who want to take the top spot in the Pacific Division. So Calgary does have something to play for here tonight. But as always, it's going to be about the Blue Jackets and what they do, not about the Flames and what they do. That's the way the Blue Jackets head coach, John Tortorella, looks at it, game in and game out. In a little while, I will talk to you about the Calgary Flames, the guys that they have out of their lineup, some guys that might come back into their lineup for tonight's game or unsure. I'll tell you all about that in just a few minutes. But first, to get you up to date, I don't know why I said it that way, to get you ready from the Blue Jackets standpoint, which is what you care about, earlier today I had a chance to sit down with head coach John Tortorella.
Torch, does it feel to you like things are coming together with your team right now? Not only are you picking up points, but you're playing with the structure again. Do you feel as though your team is finding its identity?
Well, I think we're one of the biggest points that I think we've improved at, and you can see it really relates to success if we do this more often, is just being close together. Having five guys close on a forecheck, having five guys in a neutral zone jamming up plays, and especially on our arrivals into our end zone, where we try to come out as clean as possible. If we're all spread out, we just can't get out clean. That's the most important part of our game, is trying to get out of our end zone. I think in the Boston game, we did a pretty good job of that. It was one of those games where the ice was so bad there in Boston, you couldn't make a lot of really good plays, but I really liked our structure.
Is there anything in particular that has changed that now it's coming back together? Is it just took a matter of time?
I don't believe it's an adjustment when you bring in all the young guys and stuff like that. I don't think that was the problem. I just think we got spread away. I think especially our top line, they want to get on the offense because they haven't scored a lot of goals of late, and they were taking off. So we were so disjointed in trying to come out of our end zone. And that's the most important part of our game, is getting out clean and getting on the forecheck so we can get to our identity. I just think we've all kind of bought in more consistently as far as arriving together with five and then coming up the ice together in five, and I think that helps your flow.
You mentioned the top line. Pierre-Luc Dubois, prior to the trade deadline, you were saying that you wanted to cut his shifts down. His shifts were getting too long. He was getting tired. He needed to power through it. Then you made the trades, took him off that line for a little bit. Is he the key to that line, finding a way to drive it once again? Even though the other two guys are very skilled and they score goals, is he the key?
Yeah, the center iceman usually is, and he's been the mainstay there as far as making that work. It's been a struggle for him. Then as a young man, when you start struggling offensively, you start cheating defensively, and it really snowballs on you. That's where I think the line is right now. I think we've had a couple of days to try to show him some video, had some meetings, and try to get them back into playing more consistently away from the puck and not looking to hit home runs all the time, trying to spring yourself out two zones away. You're on an island if you get the puck anyway, if the D gets you the puck. So we're trying to just settle them down and have them play the right way away from the puck, and I think the offense will come.
And do you think you can get Panarin back to that dog on a bone mentality that we've seen here for the past 2 years?
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a struggle. It's just been a little bit of lack of energy there. Yeah, I hope so. I'm not sure, what's gone on there since the deadline. It's been inconsistent, really, in all three of them as far as their work habits. So if we're going to have any chance of trying to be successful in these 10 games, they need to lead the way.
I laugh when people talk about this Western Canada trip because, first of all, this team usually comes out here at this time every year, so it's nothing different. But it can be daunting, but it can also be great. Do you agree with that? To get your team together like this, far away, nothing but a hockey focus for a full week at this time of the year, how great can that be?
I think every coaching staff at times in the year, and this is a very important time, is to just have your players concentrate on the game. You don't have the distractions of your family. It's a really good time for us to be here. We can have some dinners. We have more succinct meetings. There's just nothing else other than, basically having your meals. The players get to hang out a little bit more after games and off days because they're not with their families. I just think it brings a little bit of tightness, and I think it's an important time of the year to do that.
This team you're going to take on tonight, best in the West, and they've been near the top all year. They're still fighting for positioning. They're very talented. What do you guys have to do? Is it just going to be that five-man together thing to slow them down tonight?
Yeah, we can't get into a run and gun. We just have to play the way we play. We have to try to slow them down by having people in their way, and it has to be as a group defense. And then when we get the opportunity, we got to make the right decisions in a neutral zone and get to our game, and that's our forechecking.
Thanks, George. Good luck.
Okay, Bobby.
Yeah, the forecheck, there are times when that seems like a lost art on this team. But when they do it, and they do it effectively when they do. One thing about this team is once they commit to it, they don't do it half-heartedly. See how I searched until I found a nice way to say that? They don't do it half-heartedly. They go. And that's what, as he just said, that's what they've got to do tonight because there's so many talented guys on this team. Now, I told you that last game doesn't connect with this game, but one lesson that can be learned from that last game back in December is that no lead is safe against the Calgary Flames. Back then, the Blue Jackets had a 4-1 lead, and then they watched Calgary rip off four straight goals and take a lead that they didn't give back. And that's when the Blue Jackets were chasing the rest of the way down the stretch. So you can learn that lesson from back then. Now, the Blue Jackets may or may not have Ryan Dzingel in the lineup tonight. He got shaken up at the end of the game on Saturday in Boston. He did not skate in practice yesterday. He is going to be a game-time decision today. John Tortorella, in his regular media availability, wouldn't commit to whether, number one, he wouldn't commit to whether or not Dzingel would play, and he wouldn't commit to whether or not he would use Wennberg on the wing on a line with Duchesne if Dzingel couldn't play. So all of that will be a game-time decision later tonight. Sergei Bobrovsky returns to the net for the Blue Jackets, and the rest of the lineup stays the same, and that is not a surprise. Although, if Dzingel can't play, somebody will come in. Let's just say he keeps Wennberg on that wing, and I suspect he will, then probably an Eric Robinson would come into the lineup to take his place on the fourth line, move to the wing, and Dubinsky can go to the middle of the ice. That's my guesses. That's educated speculation is what I'll call it. Educated speculation. But we'll see how it goes tonight. Now, what about Calgary? They are in a similar position Two of their top players, well, three of their top players have been out with injuries. Two of them have a chance to return tonight. They were skating today, and the decision is going to be made this afternoon whether or not Sean Monahan and or Sam Bennett get back into the lineup for the Calgary Flames. So they have been without those two guys. They've continued to be successful. There's no question about it. But if you can get players like Bennett and Monahan back in your lineup, if you're Calgary, you welcome them back with open arms. James Neal looks to be ready, but the indication is they're going to hold off on him tonight and wait until Thursday to play him. So the Blue Jackets won't have to deal with the real deal, James Neal, tonight. But it doesn't matter if those players are in or not in because, again, talent exists throughout this lineup. And Johnny Gaudreau, Matthew Tkachuk, these are guys that are going to hurt you if you give them the opportunity to do that. And that's something the Blue Jackets simply cannot do. Johnny Gaudreau comes into tonight's game with 91 points, 34 goals, and 57 assists for him. Matthew Tkachuk has 32 goals, 41 assists for 73 points. Monahan, who's out of the lineup, he's got 76 points on the year. So, again, if he sat out one more day, that would be fine with me. I would have no problem with that whatsoever. In fact, that would be great. But we shall see who they actually have in their lineup tonight. Mark Giordano is the captain here in Calgary. This guy, I'm sure he is praised here quite a bit. And I'm sure he gets accolades throughout the league, but there's no way he gets his due because this is a guy that has been around for a long time. I think he's just a true pro. He just plays hard. He shows up for every game. And he has 67 points, 53 assists, and 14 goals. So do you think when Mark Giordano's on the ice, you better know where he's shooting the puck from? Yeah, you'd better. Because if you don't, it might be in the back of the net before you can even find a thing. And who else is dangerous on this team that's healthy right now? Elias Lindholm, the former Carolina Hurricane. He came over here with his coach, Bill Peters. Let's not forget about that, too, what Calgary did in the offseason. They fired their coach, Glenn Gullitson, and Bill Peters had an option. He had an option out. His contract was coming up with the Hurricanes, and he had the choice to either try to negotiate a new deal and stay there or go as a free agent, and he chose B. He chose to go as a free agent, and he comes here to Calgary to take the vacant spot. But then they make the trade where Noah Hanifin comes over in exchange for Dougie Hamilton. Elias Lindholm comes over in that trade. Lindholm's got 77 points. Hanifin's got 30 points. He's got 25 assists from the blue line. So they did pretty well there. In some ways, they fleeced the Carolina Hurricanes. Now, the Hurricanes have not missed a beat with what they've been able to do with the guys that they got back and with the way that they've performed. So, you know, kudos to those guys. I guess maybe you could say it was a good trade all around because it's worked out for both sides. And it's also worked out for the coaches because as Bill Peters leaves and comes here to Calgary, Rod Brind'Amour, who was an assistant for him in Carolina, takes over the head coaching job, and they've responded really, really well to him. So I guess it all worked out for everybody. But my whole point is Calgary got some good players over the offseason, and it shows in the numbers coming into this game tonight. So the Blue Jackets have played well here in Calgary the last couple of years. They've come up with some big wins in this building, and tonight it would behoove them to come up with another big win and you know, have another great performance here. But my point to you is it's not going to be easy. This is not going to be easy whatsoever because this team, they are really fighting. You think the Blue Jackets are fighting, and they are, just to get into the playoffs. But here's the situation with Calgary. They come into this game with 95 points, and they are ahead of San Jose by 1 point. Now, what is the difference between that 1 point? Well, I'll tell you. Vegas is in third place in the Pacific, and it looks like they're going to stay there because they are 7 points behind the Sharks, who they beat last night, and who they're going to play again tomorrow, maybe? Anyway, it's a home and home. But it looks like they're going to be locked in third place. So if you're in second place, you play the Golden Knights. If you're in first place, you've got the 95 points as of today, and this could change or maybe will change, but as of today, you would play the Arizona Coyotes. Now, who would you rather have in the first round? the Coyotes or the Golden Knights? A Coyotes team that is probably overachieving in many aspects of their game, or a team that was in last year's Stanley Cup final? You tell me. You don't have to tell me, because I know you did not say Arizona. So there's a lot at stake here for the Calgary Flames in the points that they are trying to pick up right now, because they want to stay on top of it. They want to be – and look, it's not even on top of the division here. I should take it a step further. It's winning the conference, and meaning that you have home ice throughout the entire playoffs. So that's absolutely huge. You want to be at home, and you want to be staying at home the entire time. So there is a lot on the line for the Calgary Flames here tonight and in the other nine games that they're going to play in addition to tonight. No question about it. So that's where things stand with Calgary as we get ready for this game tonight between them and the Blue Jackets. The other games that were played last night in the league, Tampa Bay Lightning were tied 1-1 going into the third period at home against Arizona. And then they remembered they were at home and they were playing Arizona, and they scored three times to win 4-1. The Vancouver Canucks were able to grind out an overtime win in Chicago. 3-2 was the final there. Chicago has been hot. But last night, Vancouver took the second point from them, a very valuable second point for the Chicago Blackhawks, by the way. The Winnipeg Jets were in Los Angeles. They beat the Kings 3-2. I told you the Vegas Golden Knights beat the San Jose Sharks, and they beat them pretty handily in San Jose. 7-3 was the final in that game. So coming into play tonight, in the Metropolitan Division, the New York Islanders are now back in the top spot, tied with the Capitals, but holding the tiebreaker over the Capitals. So each of the teams has 95 points. Or, I'm sorry, take that back. Let's not make it as, I forget what the line from Slapshot is. Let's not make it worse than it actually is. I think that was it. Anyway, they each have 91 points. Pittsburgh's in third place. They have 88 points. Carolina's in the first wild card spot. They've got 85 points. And the Blue Jackets are in the second wild card spot with 84 points. The only team really challenging is the Montreal Canadiens, and I would put challenging in quotations because I don't know how much of a challenge it's actually going to be. But in any event, that's the way it looks in the Metropolitan Division. The Atlantic, Tampa Bay's already wrapped up slow down and speak. Can I do that? Yes. Tampa Bay has already wrapped up the President's Trophy. They will win the regular season. They've got 116 points. Boston in second place, 95 points. Toronto's in third place with 91 points. I told you about the West, Calgary, San Jose, Vancouver. In the Central, Winnipeg is on top, 3 points ahead of Nashville. Then you've got St. Louis, 5 points behind them. So it looks like St. Louis is maybe settling into that spot. Their pressure is going to come from behind, where the Dallas Stars, who are in the first wild card spot, have 80 points. They could jump up into that three spot with a good run here. Arizona is in the second wild card spot. They've got 78 points. And they are only one ahead of Minnesota. They are now four ahead of Colorado and Chicago. So I will leave those teams in there for now, Colorado and Chicago. But that is certainly just for now, believe me. But the, has Colorado ever lost their footing throughout the course of the season? In Minnesota, I know it's only 1 point that separates them from Arizona. I don't like the Wild team. I just don't. Their goal differential is minus 15. They're just, I don't know if they have, if they could get over the hump. They very well could get over the hump and get in, but if they don't, it's not going to surprise me. That's what I'm trying to say. Other games around the league tonight, the Islanders are at home against the Bruins. Need the Bruins to get a road win there. Got the Rangers at home against the Red Wings. Who cares? Got the Flyers at home against the Canadiens. Got to pull for the Flyers tonight. You've got the Penguins in Carolina. It's a crapshoot. Just hope that one doesn't go to overtime and there are not extra points awarded in that. The Capitals are in New Jersey to face the Devils. The Oilers are in St. Louis tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs play in Nashville. Colorado Avalanche is at Minnesota against the Wild. That's a big game for the Avalanche to try to close in on Minnesota there a little bit. The Dallas Stars are at home to take on the Florida Panthers tonight. So that's everything going on in the National Hockey League this evening. So the Blue Jackets in the second game of a four-game road trip, but the first part of this Western Canada trip. And as I said to Torts, I really believe that this is, you know, it's so funny. I did an interview earlier today, and I just done an interview a week and a half ago, maybe, and talking about the stretch of games coming up and against all these playoff teams and all this stuff. And if the Blue Jackets can't get X amount of points, well, they got 5 out of the 6 points. And so now it shifts to, well, the final 10 and the competition level and the travel and you know what. This time of the year, you just have to grin and bear it and do whatever you can do. I think these 2 days off have been very good for this team. I really do. They haven't had much time off lately. And when you get the time off away from home, and Torts talked about this, you're spending more time with your teammates, whether it's going to dinner, whether it's just hanging out in the afternoon, you know, whether it's taking a walk around the city. The weather, this is the best weather I've ever encountered in all my years in the league coming out to Calgary. It's great. It's like 50 degrees. And I didn't even have to wear an overcoat to the rink this morning. Just a suit coat was fine. So it's really nice. So they get a chance to be together and do some things. And maybe you think that sounds crazy late in the year, but it's not. It's not. Because you kind of get away from it. And when you're at home, everybody's going their own direction. But when you're on the road, everybody's together and doing their stuff together. Except for one guy, Nick Foligno, is still not here. He is still back at home with that personal situation that has kept him from joining his team. I asked Boone Jenner earlier today just about that, and I said, not having Nick here, you know, how big of a loss is that for you guys? And Boone he's very honest, as always, and he said it's big. It's not just what Nick does on the ice. It's what he does off the ice. So that's the one thing that stinks about him not being here. Now, there's a lot of things that stink about it. First of all, there's some kind of a situation that's keeping him away, so that's never good. All right? So that's number one. Let's just get that straight right now. But to be on this kind of a trip without your captain, that guy that's supposed to be the focal point, that kind of stinks because you would like to have him leading the charge in the games, outside of the games, all that stuff. But, you know, that's the bad news. The good news is that the leadership group on this team has grown. It has, I think it's grown leaps and bounds, quite honestly. Let's go back to one of the worst parts of the season when Sergei Bobrovsky got pulled out of the game in Tampa and didn't return to the bench. If you recall, Nick Foligno was not with the Blue Jackets at that time because of a personal situation. And it was the Boone Jenners, Cam Atkinson's, Seth Jones, those guys that had to step up in that leadership role and basically call their teammate, call him on the carpet and say, this isn't going to be good enough. So I'm not saying they don't need Nick Foligno. I'm not saying they don't need their captain. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that the guys that are here not only are good hockey players, but they've really matured in the other aspects of the game and the off the ice and the carrying themselves and the leadership part of it. So they're not going to miss out on leadership. And Lucas Sedlak went in there the other night and played in Boston. He'll play again tonight against Calgary. You know what you get from Lucas Sedlak. You get a good, wholesome, honest effort every time he goes out there. I know he took a penalty in Boston. They scored a power play goal, and I'm sure he feels terrible about that. But, you know, he just has a game to play, and that's his game. Play hard, make it tough on the other team. If you get a chance to shoot the puck, put it on net. Simple as that. So that's the only thing that's missing on this trip is Nick Foligno's presence. But other than that, this is a very good opportunity for this Blue Jackets team. And if they are starting to feel it, and I get the impression, I didn't ask anybody this directly today because I guess I didn't think about it at the time, but I got the impression that after Saturday's game, they felt there should have been more. And I think that's a good thing. They weren't satisfied with 1 point. They were disappointed they didn't get 2. They feel there should have been more. And I hope that drives them. starting tonight. I hope that they go out there, you know, with the attitude that, look, we should have got two the other night. We didn't. We're going to find a way to do it tonight. I think getting started quickly in this game is going to be important for the Blue Jackets. If this is a slow start for them, if it takes them time to get going, they're going to be in trouble against a team like this. They've got to be on their toes immediately at the drop of the puck. Very simple. If they are, could be a good night. If they're not, it could still be a good night, but they're going to have to work even harder to make it a good night. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how it all goes down. One thing that is always interesting is going to tellhio.org and checking out their website. And I'll tell you why it's interesting. Because it gives you all of the information about them and about becoming a member of Telhio Credit Union and what it could mean to you, what it could mean to your business, what different options they have for you in the way of checking accounts, in the way of personal or business loans, what the interest rates are, all of it. It's right there. It's right there at your fingertips any hour of the day. You can go to that website and you can click on whatever you want and read through it. And if there's something you don't understand, something you'd like to have further information on, there is a button that you just click and you can go into a live chat mode and you can talk to somebody about it. It can't be any easier than that. You just can't make it any easier in the 21st century. The only way would be to send somebody by hologram to pop right out of your screen, and we're not there yet. So just go through there, live chat if you want to, or as you're driving around town, if you see a local Telhio Credit Union and you want to stop by and talk to somebody, you can certainly do that because they'll be happy to help you out. They have put people above profits since 1934. They are always looking out for the best needs of their members, and they're looking for members. So stop by, go online, and find out if Telhio Credit Union is for you. Telhio Credit Union is open to everyone in Central and Southwestern Ohio. They are federally insured by NCUA. Tonight's game gets underway at 9 o'clock Eastern here in Calgary. On the air beginning at 8:45 with pregame coverage on the Blue Jackets Radio Network, and that includes the flagship station 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. You can also get the game on your phone by using the Blue Jackets app or the TuneIn app. You can get it on your computer or laptop just by going to BlueJackets.com. Blue Jackets and the Calgary Flames close out their season series here tonight. The Blue Jackets are hoping to split that season series by getting a win, and it also kicks off the Western Canadian portion of the road trip, and they want to start this off on the right foot as well. So later tonight, I invite you to join me, and we'll see if they can do just that. Until then, I'm Bob McElligott saying so long. I'll tell you.